Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, 7 after the hour, it's the Monday DJV program, the showdown to the showdown to victory. This is the, what do they call it, football week. It is the big surprise, the world champions. I think it's kind of arrogant, ladies. Jennifer's off this week. No, just for a couple of days, right? It's a birthday. Happy birthday to her. Victoria is here. Happy birthday to you, Victoria.
And thanks.
Jay Kirshner is here. Happy birthday to you. As well, happy birthday to everybody. It's important to have that. I think you should every day be happy about your birthday, whenever it may be. Last week, this fellow, Brian Flores, made a lot of people upset or concerned because of the approach that he took to accusing people in the NFL about discrimination. And Bill Belichick seemed to feature prominently in that. How much interface has there been, Jay, on social media about that? With not necessarily just on our DJV show, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook pages, but in general. It came up on the countdown last week. But I've seen more and more about it. I don't know that much about Brian Flores. And again, because this is football week, next week at this time, he'll be a world champion. Wow.
Except I love a world champion when only one country participates.
United States is involved in it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like the World Series. But anyway, is this guy just a troublemaker? Is he onto something? Because it seems that there have always in sports there's always sort of that focus on why aren't there more? And you can fill in the blank. More blacks playing. More. You know what I'm saying. So I don't know how much hoopla there is about this. Is he an opportunist? Because a lot of people are thinking about football this time of year, so let's make some trouble. Let's see if we can stir some stuff up. So it was Bill Belichick possibly a participant in the what he called systemic problems plaguing the NFL's hiring process? Is this another Black Lives Matter? It's too...
This is not about Black Lives Matter. This is a coach who had to fly all around the country to sit in bogus meetings for jobs he was never going to get. That's his lawsuit. And so because the NFL has a policy that you have to interview a minority candidate, and so Belichick, the reason he's involved, he didn't do anything wrong. He texted Brian Flores. He used to work with him. Flores used to work on the Patriots. And Belichick texted him and said, hey, congratulations. I hear you're going to get the head coach job. Then he texted him later and said, oh, sorry, I was wrong. I guess it's going to go to so-and-so. And so that's why Belichick is involved in it. But I think that, you know, I think Brian Flores, I wouldn't call him an opportunist. I mean, he's someone who's standing up for himself, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He feels that he's been discriminated against. So Roger Goodell sent a memo out basically saying, you know, we have a lot of work to do. I think the quote was, there's much work to do. So there's a huge problem in the NFL. It's not like this is the first and only problem, but this is a big one.
No, but there's a huge problem everywhere, depending on who you listen to. And it's just sad for me to think about how people still, I think I said this last week when we were talking about the appointment of who's going to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Why does it have to be a black woman? Why isn't it the most qualified person? And we don't seem to, we have blinders on, or we aren't open to just looking at somebody because of their accomplishments. It doesn't make a difference whether it's football, whether it's the legal system, whether it's being a teacher, whether whatever it is. I think it just is. We're an immature society who doesn't seem at the moment to be growing at the rate that many of us would like to think that we could grow. And that's it, I think. It's frustrating. Okay, Olympics. What do we think about what's going on in there? That has to be trending, Jay. Right? What about the Olympics?
Sure.
Who's
and a lot
winning
of people
what?
Are talking about Shaun White, and he's saying that this is going to be his very last Olympics.
Why?
He too he's retiring.
He's 35. Yeah, he's retiring.
Oh, my God, at 35 yeah. we should retire,
and he
retire,
even says
yes.
that he's feeling good about it. He says that he feels confident that he can leave it all out there and do the best job he can, and yeah. So that's sure. really what's been talked about the most. And then there's this video going around of it's almost like somebody in – or it is somebody in the slalom going around on the ice, like, luge thingy. And you, so you can kind of put yourself in that video. That's what's really been circulating around where people are like, oh, my gosh, I don't think I could actually do this. This goes so fast. I don't know how this person is doing the turns.
Did
yeah,
either
the luge
of
thing
you
is kind of crazy.
Watch any of the events over the weekend?
No.
Last night we were at a restaurant and we saw a little bit of the luge that was on. I wanted to see the figure skating because the American team got the silver for the skating teams, which is, and then now individual men's competition starts tonight, and I'm not sure when women's does, but we got silver. Last time we got bronze, so we've done better. The Russians still won, but that's kind of their sport.
Boo on the Russians, boo!
Yeah, but they're really good with the figure skating stuff, so. But silver is better. We made it. That was an improvement, so that's good.
So, did I hear or did I see that a Uyghur, that's how you
Uyghur.
Say it, right? Uyghur.
Uyghur, yeah.
The person, the athlete with the Uyghur heritage, helped to light the flame at the beginning of
yeah, this made a lot of people upset. So China basically, you know.
Of course they did.
They put this athlete who they claim is of Uyghur descent, not an actual, like, current Uyghur from the concentration camp, but someone that they claimed was of Uyghur descent. And so they had that person out, you know, lighting the cauldron. It just, and then I'm happy that our ambassador, Linda Thomas Greenfield, she was all over the news this weekend, and she was pretty, she didn't mince words, and she said, we've made our position really clear on the situation in China. We know a genocide's been committed there, and it's important that the audience knows and understands that this, you know, the fact that, like, we see this Uyghur person as a torchbearer does not take away from what we know is happening. This is just a distraction. And so I was really happy that, you know, we're not falling for, oh, see, they're nice to the Uyghurs. Mm. They're not.
Who's stupid enough to believe? Anybody that doesn't have any cognitive brain function, maybe, or neural connectivity would maybe go for that. Other than that, Well,
you know, the Chinese government is just all about appearances and, you know.
Right, but I told you about the lady who was on, I think we were talking about this on Friday, pretty outrageous, this woman who's a professor at one of the Northern California universities who is Chinese, was on a Bloomberg interview talking about how wonderful praising China for how it dealt with COVID, how the Uyghurs are just, you know, being trained and that kind of stuff. It's pretty simplistic. But those societies are, having traveled over there, very simplistic, sort of, I don't know if it's straightforward. A couple and their dog who were stuck in Northern California in a cabin there since December because of heavy snow and trees and stuff, nobody could get in to get them, were rescued over the weekend. Did you see that? The strong winds that were in the way of getting helicopters. That's,
yeah,
how was it like
2 months right. trapped.
How about that? Think about how you would make it or would you make it through a scenario like that. And what did they do for food? I didn't get that.
That's what I was thinking. What did they do for food? Was this was the place that had power, so fortunately their power never went out.
Mm-hmm. But all that snow, oy. I don't know. I did a lot of flying this weekend, and it was very obvious that the weather had an impact. I had to sit on the ground in Charlotte for 3.5 hours because the plane that I was supposed to be on didn't get there. And then coming back up yesterday, same sort of thing occurred with, and I learned something that I didn't know. Some of the airlines, if not most of them, had not brought back all their planes. I thought that American had most of the planes back, and they haven't. Southwest, as I was nosing around, hasn't brought back all of its planes. I think it's most of the major airlines have not, well, now they are, but during COVID, there were a lot of planes, thousands of them, because of all of the in-flight services that were suspended on, certainly domestic flying and international. There just wasn't any. So now they're trying to put everything back into service so they have complete. As a matter of fact, there's a new president, I think, or chief operating officer at Southwest, who I saw an interview, who said the airline now has 700 planes. They're going to buy another 300 over the next 10 years. So they expect to be serving about a third more customers because there's demand. They're going into more cities. So I wonder about that. Is it because COVID's over, or is it because we have more population? You know, you saw the same sort of thing JetBlue has expanded to a point where they're pretty much out of control. Voted the worst airline. We were talking about that, I think, last week, too, weren't they? Worst airline in America. And they were, remember how long they were in the first position? They were the darlings of everybody. Oh, we love this airline. This is great. They have such great service. Now, you know, it's just become just like all the rest of them. Is that the fate of any company that gets too big for its britches? I think that's happened around the country. I was talking to a lawyer on the way back last night about how, you know, how do you deal with big? She was a biotech lawyer, and she was very much involved in all of the fascinating to talk to people on the plane. If you want to have a conversation and somebody interesting, we talked all the way back, and some of the things that she's had to deal with were, she worked for Biogen. And it just, I thought, listening to the stories, how much we don't know about most things. Like I asked her, well, how do we know, how do they protect themselves against what they don't know is going to happen? Because you really don't know. You take these drugs and 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they don't work. How do you protect yourself? And it's pretty complicated stuff. Our systems are all very, very complicated. I think that we're all kind of getting used to, don't you think? Everything is so complex instead of being simple. Simple, simple, simple. All right, it's simply 18 after the hour, and this is the Simple DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. No, Jennifer's not here. What am I doing? Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The J's represented.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it, but collagen just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning too.
So does collagen work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Monday DJV program, the 7th of February, first full week of the second month of the year, and this is the trending portion of this hour. Jake Kirshner has been following what's been going on all of the social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and what comes out as number one this week, or at least today anyway, is yay, and his claim. We'll get to that after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
What is going on, Jay, with Mr. West and Ms. Kardashian, because that's what this hoopla is all about, right?
Yeah, it's a nasty divorce. There's a lot going on. Kanye, or Ye, I should say, has been
lengthy. Kanye, what a waste of... Why fall into that trap? I'd prefer to be called a he instead of a her.
Well, that's not a trap. That's very different. But for purposes, I understand what you're saying. For purposes of this, it's fine to say Kanye, because that's how people know him.
Thank you. If I saw him on the street, I'd call him Kanye. Right. Anyway, go ahead.
The intern is formerly known as Kanye West.
Yeah.
Posted a really lengthy Instagram post saying that Kim thinks that he put a hit out on her. She has not said anything about this publicly.
Yeah, this already makes up stuff. Yeah. Right? Like, I mean, this is
and really,
crazy.
And you never know what's happening behind the scenes, but he's posted screenshots of asking somebody for Kim's number, other screenshots of Kim's cousins reaching out to him. There's an issue where Kanye doesn't want their daughter, North, to be on TikTok, and saying that Kim is purposely going against his wishes. And Kim finally put out her own statement saying that as the primary caregiver, she is doing the best she can as a mom while also letting their daughter be creative on an outlet that she feels comfortable being on, and Kim is monitoring it. But then also saying how all of these attacks and public things that Kanye is saying against their mother, Kim, their kid's mother, that that's way more harmful than anything their kids might see on TikTok.
It's true. How do people decide how they're going to deliver messages? We now have TikTok, you have texting, you have email, you have phone
calls.
Back
in the day, celebrities had to rely on their publicists to put out any statement that they wanted. Nobody had an opportunity. Now with social media, celebrities can just give their own statement at any time they want.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of trouble does that create looking at this? Do we need somebody between
Well, they're poor kids. Yeah, think about everything that their father has been saying. This is mm-hmm. heartbreaking for the children.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wonder, I think about it, how people use texting now. Even I saw a story about a mother who texted her child that she was dying. Huh? Why'd you pick up the phone? Ay, ay, ay. That's pretty amazing. 28 past the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. A fleet of 9 Bentley Flying Spur hybrids covered 10,500 miles over 6 days, of which 3,000 miles was on electric power, equivalent to driving across the United States from coast to coast, from Beverly Hills through the beautiful scenery of the Ojai Mountains to the coast of Santa Barbara. The fleet of Flying Spur hybrids amassed data showing that 30% of the usage was with the engine off. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia postures for the largest invasion in Europe since the Nazis did it in the late 1930s, Ukraine officials downplayed a possible incursion by Russia, saying do not believe the apocalyptic predictions, after U.S. officials said Moscow had assembled 70% of the military force needed for a full-scale invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC News.
Our view is that China is not in a position to compensate Russia for the economic losses that would come from our sanctions. If Russia does choose to move forward, not only will it come at strategic cost to Russia, but if China is seen as having supported it, it will come at some cost to China as well.
Australia will reopen its borders from February 21st to foreign travelers who have received 2 COVID-19 vaccine doses. Australia's borders have been shut to most non-residents since March of 2020. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As truckers protesting the never-ending government mandates in Canada will soon be protesting in the United States. The GoFundMe platform that has been taking donations to support the truckers abruptly stopped the donations, then ordered the $10 million in remaining funds to be refunded to donors. Benjamin Richter, the spokesman for Freedom Convoy 2022, was on Newsmax with his views.
You know, the money speaks where the people believe, where the people's ambitions lie, right? Well, initially it was started to deal with two issues that we have. One is the vaccine mandates, which have been very problematic to our industry in Canada. Lots of people losing their jobs for a number of reasons. You know, there are people who have legitimate medical reasons, but they don't get a pass. They just have to sacrifice their entire livelihood. The second is the vaccine passport, the digital passport that's put on your phone. So when you're crossing back into Canada, into your own country, you have to show your vaccine status, which is, it's actually a digital system that automatically tracks you when you get close to the border booth. We want those two things removed and abandoned. And we've seen some movement from not only the various provinces, but, you know, overtures from the federal government that they would be, you know, exploring the possibility of removing the mandates.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Digest of What's Going On. This is the DJV conversation program with assets galore. We have Victoria Keelan. She's an asset. Jay Kirshner's an asset. You're an asset. I hope I'm an asset. As we talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, who's doing what, the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz. Don't you love German names? Olaf Scholz. Reminds me of, was it Captain? No, Sergeant Scholz. On Hogan's Heroes. You two were too young to remember that show, right? Did you ever see it?
I was going
to
say Olaf from Frozen.
I hear Olaf and I think of Frozen.
Yeah, okay.
A snowman.
See, that's the generational difference between the two. Anyways, meeting with President Biden today. First time he's been here since he succeeded Angela Merkel in December. I don't see the first time. Why would this be his first stop? I love the news media. He finally came. This is like Victoria and I used to talk about that word all the time. Finally, he's come to America. What arrogance that is. It's only February, for God's sakes. He's been in office for a couple of years.
Well,
and they're going, well, I mean, 1 year, a couple of months. So they're going to talk about what's going on with the NATO alliance and whether or not the Russians are going to invade Ukraine. The troops are still there, right? They're still kind of moving in place. And so the NATO, I guess, you know, Putin says that he's doing this because NATO is aggressive and they're Yeah, right. Hello, look in the mirror, you chump, and you can see then who's the aggressor. But it's amazing what some people will believe. It's kind of like the Uyghur thing at the Olympics, right? Some people will believe anything. Yeah, those Chinese people, they're not so bad. No, the Chinese people aren't bad at all. It's the government. Same thing with the Russians. But then you come back around to wonder, why is it that the people don't resist their government? Do the people not know what's going on? The Russians, the average Russian, know what's going on? Do you think the headlines in the newspaper in Russia say, Russia ready to, in Russian obviously, not in English, Russia ready to invade Ukraine? You think that's in all of the, or do they say what Putin says, the Ukrainians are aggressors, we have to stop them before they attack us? Right? Or the NATO alliance is aggressive and we've got to stand in our place. You know, that kind of stuff. Who, you mean, look around at the stuff people believe here in our country. The stupid stuff about January 6th or, you know, you name it. Anything. COVID. It's really pretty amazing how things get twisted and turned these days. And, or was it ever thus? You ever have a conversation, Victoria, with your mother, Fancy Nancy, about things that she's absolutely sure were true and you were absolutely sure that they weren't? Or maybe it isn't Fancy Nancy, it's some friends of yours or whomever. How people are so like inconcrete when it comes to some of their beliefs.
Well, I mean, my mom does not believe in psychics, and I do. So, like, we talk about that many yes. times. Whether I've been to, you know, a medium or a psychic or whatever, and my mom just, like, rolls her eyes and doesn't believe in any of that. So that's probably
how did you get to believe? How did you come to believe in it? If she didn't influence you and your father didn't influence you, so what bit of intelligence did you grasp at some point in time to think, oh, this would be good. I want to see what this is all about. Oh, this is amazing.
I don't know.
I'm with you, by the way. You and I agree on this sort of thing.
I think there are a lot of frauds out there for sure.
Yes, there are.
But, you know, yeah, I believe that, I completely believe that Mary O'Malley, who is, you know, someone that you've worked with for a long time, and I did a session with her. I mean, when someone tells you things that there's no way that anyone else could know, how do you not take that into consideration and think, you know, maybe there's some stuff that we don't really have a grasp on, you know? I don't know. It's something. Yeah. I don't know where it started. I've just sort of always been a believer, I think.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jay? What do you believe in that maybe your husband Ryan doesn't believe, or your parents don't believe, or friends don't believe? And do you have to defend yourself, or people just say, "Oh well, I just don't happen to agree with that, but I understand why you think it's good."
Yeah, there's very few topics. Psychics is one of the topics between myself and one of my best friends. COVID mandates and shots. There are a couple people that we feel very strongly opposite sides, but we just respect each other to have the opinions, and we just choose not to talk about it. We don't debate. There's really no debating anything.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you're intelligent, or maybe mature is maybe the better word for it, and you have differences of opinion, I find it more often with politics than anything else these days anyway, that you just don't have the conversation if you want to keep the friendship, which is kind of too bad. It's kind of like Thanksgiving dinner, right? You don't bring up politics if you know that there are people there who don't happen to agree with you. You'd rather not get into an argument. I think that's the way it is in many families with a lot of stuff. All right, the story of a young lady named Jessica Galloway, who was given a home DNA test by her parents, and she did the test. She went to Ancestry.com. And the test indicated that she wasn't related to her father. So, as all of this turned out, the DNA test showed that she had a parent that, as they did the research, turned out to be the doctor. The mother had a problem conceiving. So they went to see the doctor, and apparently the father, you know, gave...
The doctor?
Yep.
It's one of those. Oh, that happened.
Why does it seem like there are so many stories about this?
Creepy.
It is creepy. And why would you, you know, and then finding it out the way this, she, her, the you know, this youngster doesn't know the doctor, complete stranger, the trauma that it creates. Why would you, I don't know. I mean, I guess there are a lot of whys here. And you think about it in your own circumstance. What would happen if you found out that somebody wasn't, you know, you thought was your father or your mother wasn't. I was about to say, make it personal, but I think I know because I don't know what the reality is. But go ahead.
Even though the guy that she grew up calling dad isn't her biological father, there's no doubt in her mind nor his mind that he is her father.
Yeah, right. But wouldn't it upset you if would you start thinking about it in a sense, and where is my father? Or go looking for some people, go looking for the guy.
The mom. I feel like it would be the mom that I'm thinking most about, because, like, how gross would you feel that, like, some other guy that you didn't even realize that any of this was happening?
Yeah, fathered
a semen for a person with your husband.
He fathered, It's very odd. Oof.
Yeah, well, listen. One of those things. All right, so where are we with COVID? I suppose we have to give some time to that. The average number of cases has fallen very rapidly over the last 6 or 7 days, down more than 65% since the peak of Omicron last month at this time. So it's over. When I say that, people look at me and say, how do you say it's over? There's another one out there. No, I mean, it's over. It needs to be over. We need to get back to,
we want it to be,
what reality is, instead of all of this still fear-mongering by the news media. The presence of these variants are going to be with us forever. So to have even masks, I found myself as I was walking around into restaurants and stuff this weekend, I was thinking, and on the plane and stuff, I was thinking how I was wearing them, but I was thinking how I was really over it. And I wondered out loud with some people whether it even did any good at this point. I think that's kind of, the vaccines were a victory. There are some who say, no, if they weren't. I think they were, to a point. But we're at the point, and so, it's time to kind of move on and get off of all of this stuff and stop making it number one on the countdown every Friday. Because it isn't with a lot of people now. Moving on, I actually was reading a story on the plane about all the vaccines that we've taken since the 1940s. It really pretty much started after World War II, right? You know that. The vaccine for rubella, and the vaccine for the mumps, and the vaccine around for hepatitis, and chicken pox, and all the other things that have been around for a long, long time. Diphtheria. That was another one. I always thought that was interesting where that name came from. But what it did, all the vaccines and how they have helped prevent people from getting very sick or dying. Okay, so is this a piece by the pharmaceutical industry? I was telling you, I met this lady who is a lawyer for the, she's actually a patent protection lawyer and deals with the drug companies. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, how important are all of these things that have become a part of our everyday life. We don't ever talk about rubella, right? You don't talk about the mumps. You don't talk about hepatitis. You don't talk about chicken pox, polio, all the things that we get shots for. We just don't, they're not a part of our lives. We just take the shot and, okay, what's next? Are we going to get to that point? Is the news media, or are we going to be smart enough right now to consider how to treat COVID? It is no longer an epidemic. It is no longer a pandemic. Is it endemic? Yeah, if you know what the word is, I think that's what it is. It doesn't end. It will not end. It's not over. But it is something that we're going to live with. Do you realize how many things there are in your body you don't even know are there? What's in your body and how there's nothing much you can do about it? And so this is, I don't know. I get worked up about this. Maybe I shouldn't get so worked up about it, but I'm so tired of all of it. Really, we are all so tired of it that it seems to me we need to resist the temptation we have to look at some headline with the numbers in it. What difference does it make to you how many people got sick last week or last month or last year or through the whole pandemic? You're concerned about yourself and your family, maybe your workplace, and that's it. So I guess that I think the overall focus on vaccines and what they have or don't have in them, and that's why I brought up all of these various vaccines that we all get, and we don't any of us have this stuff. So You hear the frustration in my voice, right? I'm just tired. Let's go. Let's be on to something else that will help us more in dealing with the world that we live in. This is not. Two ladies agree with me or not?
Well, I think everybody's frustrated, right? I mean, we went to our first
maybe
concert.
Maybe that's my frustration. That I'm
we went to the first concert we've been to in over 2 years on Saturday night, and it
who'd you
felt
see?
Casey Musgraves at Madison Square Garden. It was amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Was it full? Everybody wearing masks?
Well, you didn't have to because it's a vax-only show, and so in New York, so you have to, show your card and your ID and everything, and then a lot of people still did wear a mask inside because it's still, COVID is still around, and people don't want to get it if they don't have to, but it was really nice to have a moment of normalcy, and just, it felt like, I was telling Jay, we felt like we were resuscitated, just being in such a normal, fun environment that we haven't experienced in 2 years.
Yep.
So it was, it was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, obviously, we've all been going through this. We just kind of, everybody at this point, within their own, within their own comfort zone, I think needs to figure out a way of how to get back to normal. For some people, like my parents who are higher risk, they're not going to be, going out to restaurants or concerts anytime soon. But for other people, we mitigated our risk. We went to the show. We're going to hang out for a few days in isolation and make sure we didn't catch anything and that we're not spreading it. And we're just trying to, be responsible, but also live. I think that's the best thing you can do.
Yeah. Jay, have you seen people wearing masks in Nashville where you are or not?
Not for the most part. They really never were. But we were just in Disney World, and you had to wear masks inside everywhere, but outside it was optional, and it was about half and half. There were a lot of people that were still wearing masks, and some people didn't. Just let people live. If you want to wear a mask and you're more comfortable, let people wear masks. You don't want to wear a mask, don't make people wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
Run your own race. Live your own life.
Yep, and thank you. I like that. Run your own race. All right, here we are. We're running our own race. 48 past the hour, the DJV program for Monday.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did we book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. Like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, Tech Talk time for you who are technology majors. Victoria Keelan is the champion when it comes to covering this material and relating how it affects you. That's really what our job is here, to bring things that might affect us day to day and explain them. And this is something, the warrant in Seattle from the FBI. Why is technology involved in this, Victoria?
Well, because federal investigators served Google with a geofence warrant as part of an investigation into the attempted arson against a police union headquarters in Seattle during the protests after the shooting of Jacob Blake, which left him paralyzed. And a lot of protests happened. He was shot by cops. And so a lot of protests happened around the country right after that. And so this attempted arson took place on August 24th of 2020, and it was one day after the cops had shot Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now, in the midst of all of the protests in Seattle, these two guys were seen on a camera at the rear entrance of the police headquarters. They both threw a bottle, a Molotov cocktail, and neither one extinguished immediately, and the other just sort of didn't really do much. So it wasn't like, it was more of the principle and the attempt at it is what they were trying to find. And so they got this warrant with Google to show the geographical coordinates of every single person from 10 p.m. until 11:15 p.m. who was in the vicinity. And so they track it by, you know, your cell phone data and how many times you pinged off the tower and all this other stuff. And so ultimately it didn't really come up with an answer. They still, 2 months later, the FBI offered a $20,000 reward for any information on these two people. I believe they still are at large. They have not caught them. But it's interesting because a lot of people don't realize how often this kind of stuff happens with these warrants. In most cases, when Google sends data through a warrant, the data they send is usually anonymous unless something becomes, you know, more suspicious and then they give more information. But this is, again, this is all without anyone's permission. And this is one of the big sort of arguments that a lot of people make against you know, Android phones, because they're, you know, Google can give up all this information, and Apple just usually refuses to give up any information when the FBI or the police are involved. So this is, I mean, this, people who were just driving by, anybody who pinged in this geofence
where all of their data was sent to the FBI, which is not exactly, it's not exactly like a comforting feeling, but, you know, if you're going to be a criminal, then just leave your phone at home. But again, this isn't even just about the criminals. This is just this is regular people who maybe weren't doing anything at all, who just happened to be in that area, and so all of their data was included in this. So it doesn't make people feel really good. It's controversial.
All right, speaking of controversy, Verizon's got something that will perhaps make your eyebrows. I just bought one of these phones, and so we'll talk about how Verizon's changing the game right after this.
Hi, registered dietitian Patricia Bannon here. A 2021 Gallup poll shows that more than one-third of women are feeling burnt out. My new book, From Burnout to Balance, can help you break the cycle. Part health book and part cookbook. This is like two books in one. The book is packed with simple strategies and healing recipes that address the four core areas of burnout: mood, immunity, focus, and sleep. Need help with mood? Try my fig and grapefruit salad. Sweet California figs are not only trending, they provide mood-boosting fiber as well as other key nutrients to lift your spirits. Dried figs are available year-round and a must-have pantry staple. Mushrooms are a top food for immunity with selenium and vitamin D, and for focus, they have ergothionine, which helps with cognitive health. My poblano and portobello tacos are a tasty way to keep your focus sharp and your immune system strong. And my relaxing tart cherry peppermint tea will help you get a better night's sleep. From Burnout to Balance is available everywhere books are sold.
All right, so what's cooking with Verizon other than the usual outrage?
Well, if you're looking to buy a new phone at Verizon, you now only have two options. You buy the device outright, pay for it in full, or pay monthly installments for 3 years. They've gotten rid of the 24 and 30-month contracts for all their devices, including phones, hotspots, smartwatches, and so now you've got 3 years no matter what. Now, here's the downside to that. You have to know what kind of phone you're buying, because you're going to be paying for it for 3 years and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't pay it off in advance. It's not like a loan where, you know, you can just pay down the principal. You're stuck with it for 3 years. So make sure you buy a phone that is not a Motorola, because they don't even support their phones for 3 years. So just make sure you're buying something that's going to be supported for 5, 6, maybe 7 years.
Is that the case with my SE?
Probably not that long, but you'll be okay for a bit.
For a bit. Thank you for that heartwarming reality. 59 past the hour in the DJ.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.